For all the discussion this issue received, the final tally wasn't even close. Senators voted 20-12 to put one of state government's most contentious issues to rest this year. That measure would have clamped down only on state government revenue. A tougher plan that would have applied to local governments garnered 21 no votes. Several Republicans helped shoot it down, including Senator Luther Olson.
I'm not sure that any of us are smart enough to put fiscal management policy as technical as this in the Constitution that can't be changed willy-nilly, that's going to last for any length of time.
Supporters of constitutional revenue limits always knew they'd have a tough time with the issue in the Senate. When former Republican Majority Leader Mary Panzer failed to muster enough support for a similar plan last session, West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman ran against her and won. He was charged with finding a version his colleagues could support. He said it was key to make the spending limits permanent to keep government from overtaxing the citizenry.
The purpose of a constitution is to limit the ability of government to impose its will on the people. That is exactly what belongs in a state constitution.
But Grothman couldn't sell the idea to enough of his own party members, and all Democrats voted against it. Democrat Julie Lassa of Stevens Point says it would have hurt education more than the state could handle.
If we pass this thing, we might as well change our license plates. We will no longer be the Wisconsin Dairy State. It should say, "Welcome, the new Mississippi of the North," because that is what this place will be.
This measure could come up again next session, but at least based on last night's margin of defeat, it would have an uphill battle. Even if it were to pass, the soonest it could now go in the books would be 2009. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.